Here in this time of Simcha now after Yom Kippur, going towards Sukkot, and thank you very much, Rav Goldsmith, Rav Turetsky, for the opportunity to be here. And what we wanted to do today, it's okay if I leave this here in capacity, wanted to discuss halach. Was the topic announced beforehand at all or not?
Posted.
Mitzar. Here, in the talk, it's a shir in halacha. On the topic of, I'll take more over here. Mitzdar Potter Minasuka. Very interesting, interesting halacha, interesting concept, because it's something that we don't find in other places. It's very unique. Mitzdar Potter Minasuka. We don't have another mitzvah that you're potter from the mitzvah if you're uncomfortable. We have situations where you're potter because you're anus. If a person, because of the situation, can't fulfill the mitzvah, so in malaso, they can't fulfill the mitzvah. But here, this is something mechudash, something unique, that because you're mitzvah, you're uncomfortable, potter min mitzvah. We don't have an eating matzah on Pesach. If it's uncomfortable for you eating matzah, so you're potter. No, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah, whether you're comfortable or not. You have to fulfill the mitzvah. So what is, let's try to understand. I'm going to understand the background and development of this, going through from the pasuk, going through different halachic literature, until halacha lemaisa. The sheets made it to the back row, or not yet? How was Yom Kippur? I love Rav Turetsky. Get on video.
Okay. Do you want me to move my books hard?
So oh, that would be good. Thank you. Favor, if I finish the water in the middle, then would you be able to refill?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The sheets made it around? So the pasuk says, famous psukim that we're going to hear a lot over the next 10 days. 11 days. Basukot yeshvu shivat yamim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukot. Why is the word ezrach there in bold? We'll get to that in a minute. But along with that, we are told, along with this mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah 7 days, this is also unique, we're told why we have to sit in the sukkah. This also has halachic ramifications. Leman yedu dorotechem ki besukot hoshavti et bnei Yisrael ba'otzi otam me'eret Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokech. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us in a braita, Tanur Rabbanan, kol shivat hayamim adam oser sukato keva uveito arai. This is the classic Gemara, the headquarters for how we live in a sukkah. We live in a sukkah as our permanent living place, sukkato keva, ubeito arai, our house, then becomes our temporary dwelling place. Ketzad, the Gemara gives us, paints the picture for us. Ketzad, hayulo, excuse me, hayulo kelim na'im, ma'alan nasuka. We put our nice kelim in the sukkah, matzaot na'ot ma'alan nasuka, nice tablecloth, nice decorations that night. Ochel v'shoteh u'metayel basukah. We eat and drink, and even metayel, so you probably can't go on such a serious tiyul in your sukkah, but the idea is hanging out. We hang out in our sukkah. Mino hanimili. What's the source for this chiyuv d'tanu rabbanan, this famous rule of teshvu ke'ein taduru. Our living, just translating and then understand the idea, the limud itself, teshvu kein taduru, we live in, the pasuk says, basukot, you know, anybody going to explain this idea? The Gemara says, teshvu kein taduru. What does this mean? Teishvu ke'en taduru. So our yeshiva basukah, the pasuk says basukot, teishvu shivat yamim, teishvu ke'en taduru, as we are dar. We have yeshiva, sitting, and we have dar, ladur, to live. So we, when we sit in there, we don't just sit, we live in there. Where is the limud from? Teishvu ke'en taduru. What do you suggest? How do we hear? How does the Gemara hear? Well, the pasuk says, "Teishvu basukot teishvu shivat yamim." How does? What's the springboard there? Where is the fertile ground for understanding that this means living there, not just sitting there? Yes. When the pasuk. So it says basukot teishvu shivat yamim. So let's take it to a minimalist approach. I can once a day sit in the sukkah and put a check next to fulfilling my chiyuv of sitting in a sukkah. Who said somehow the Gemara sees it said fertile ground? Somehow the Gemara sees here basukot teshvu shivat yamim, a springboard to say no. It doesn't mean just sit there for a minute a day and put a chuck next to it. Okay, I sat on the sukkah. But it means teishvu ke'ein taduru, live there. That this is your permanent living place, and your house then takes a back seat. Take all of your nice things and put in the sukkah, hang out there as much as possible. Where is it being learned from? Yes?
Because that's how the Jews lived in the desert for 40 years. So we want to commemorate that.
Okay, so we have within the Talmud mitzvah in the background, Leman Yedu Dorotechem, good. We have here, we're living in the sukkah because Hashem, Leman Yedu Besukot Hashavti Ad Bnei Yisrael. What if we go to a more limited, textual, using that word, textually.
The word Ezrach.
What do you mean? Ezrach, in modern Hebrew, what does Ezrach mean?
A citizen.
So it sounds like Ezrach, like you're sitting there in like a citizen is a native. They really sit in their country. So what's your name?
Elisheva
is saying, Ezrach, the Gemara is learning from here, you sit here in a full way. Okay, great. Anyone else? Any other suggestions textually? From the words, textually, basukot teshvu shivat yamim, how would you say we can understand from there that doesn't mean just sit in a small, put a check next to it way, but it means in a full way? What? Where is that? I'm sorry. Shivat yamim, what's your name?
Daniela.
Okay. Shivat yamim, if you're there for 7 days, you're saying, if you're there for 7 days, you're there full time. Okay, these are the two explanations that the Ritva brings down in explaining what Elisheva and Daniela said. May the darshinam bechol duchta teishvu kein taduru. When Chazal all over the Gemara circuit, this term is thrown out. Sitting basukot teishvu kein taduru means live. Don't just sit there. Live there. Where is it from? Lav me lishnadit teishvu nafkalan. It's not. Sometimes. You hear an answer to this question, and nobody said this, and it's good because the Ritva is saying, "Don't say it." It's not because teishvu sounds like sit there in a heavy way, sit there permanently. Because he says that's not true. Textually, the word itself teishvu adravami the lochtiv taduru v'chtiv teishvu mashma ipcha sounds the opposite. The word, which word implies a more serious full-time sitting. Teshvu or taduru? Taduru. So the word, to use teshvu alone as telling me that you should be there full time, that doesn't work, says the Ritva. Ella, where is it from? The two explanations that we just heard. Ella, number one, just in the other order. Ella, sha'anu l'meidim kein מכוונת המצווה שאמרה תורה בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים כלומר כמו שהייתם יושבים בבתיכם 7 days, it 7 days. That's 7 days. Live in the sukkah the way you would live in the house. Or the second explanation, inami midichtiv ha'ezrach. Aisha, did you look ahead in the source? Or you said it on your own? Well, I'm not, don't answer, I'm not going to be in the spot. But anyway, okay, it's thank you for helping me out either way. But because we say, the Pasuk says, let's translate literally, it adds on, we learn from here, come on, as we will say later on, the word Ezrach tells us that the word Ezrach tells us we're talking about full-time living. How? Where is that from? V'yesh, so that is from later on, the next paragraph in the Ritva. V'yesh, directly focusing on Ezrach. V'yesh l'shol. Elisheva, I'm sorry for picking on you, but...
No, it's really fine.
V'yesh, I'm going to pick on you some more. It's fine. Elaborate a little more, because I think maybe how do we understand that Ezrach means, I think it could be already said before, so then repeat, if not, elaborate some more. How do we understand Ezrach means full-time living in the sukkah?
I mean, I was working under my knowledge,
which is good, yeah. Keep going with
word,
that.
The word Ezrach,
effect.
The
so you're applying that to full-time, permanent living in the city. Exactly. Okay, great. So Ezrach, it says the Ritva, יש לשאול למה נכתב Ezrach כלל? שמעתי בשם רבינו הגדול הרמב"ן. That is what Elishama says, is what the Ramban says. The Ritva quotes the Ramban. Shabalomar. Let's see the Ramban itself. Two sources down. You see the Ramban? V'yitachen. This is on the Ramban in Chumash. You know the Ramban has an explanation, a parish to Gemara, and he has explanation Ramban ala Torah. This is in Ramban ala Torah, even though we're talking about a sugya, which is we're talking about the development in the Gemara. This is in Ramban ala Torah, on the pasuk that we're discussing. The Ramban says, V'yitachen sheyomar. After the Ramban brings another couple of explanations regarding Basukot Yeshvu Shivat Yamim Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, he throws out a suggestion. I'm emphasizing this for a reason you'll see in a minute. The Ramban throws out, you hear even his Lashon, V'yitachen. It's possible. It's like someone, you know, when you're speaking and you say, I'd like to suggest the following explanation, say, Yitachen. It's possible. It could be that this is the explanation. V'yitachen Shiyomar Kol Asher Ezrach Ra'anan B'Veito. Anybody who is chayiv in sukkah, anybody who is ke'ezrach ra'anan in his house. Again, I said the word, Sheva said the word ra'anan, ezrach is citizen. The term ezrach ra'anan, that's right before on the pasuk in Tehillim, not such a sweet context. The pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech is saying, ra'iti rasha aritz, I have seen a harsh, mean ruler, like a dictator, a tyrant, who takes root like, here in the symbolism it's talking about like a tree, literally it's like a tree that takes root, and David HaMelech says sometimes a harsh leader ends up becoming so firm and taking ground rooted in his place like this tree, but the word, as Elisheva said again, is Ezrach is used in Hebrew as someone who is a native. He's taken root in his place, completely comfortable where they are. So the Ramban says, the end of the word the Ramban, lehotzi, excluding mefarshei yamim v'olchim al derech. Excluding who is back to Sukkah. You know, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about travelers as well, different kinds of people who are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So you have mefarshei yamim holchei derech, travelers, are potter from sukkah. So the Ramban is saying, why? Because they're not ezrach ranan. There used to be, I don't know if it's still used in English, expression in English, sitting pretty. Somebody who's sitting really comfortably, everything's good, very comfortable, that's ezrach ranan, and that is how we are meant to be sitting in a sukkah, says the Ramban. Kol Ezrach Bisrael, connecting the Ezrach in the Pasuk in the context of Sukkah with the Ezrach mentioned in the context in Tehillim, sitting comfortably. And that is what the Ritva is referring to, the Ritva that we saw before, the last Ritva, quoting the Ramban. Let's go back to the Lashon of the Ritva. At the top line where we left off, Rabbeinu HaGadol HaRamban Shabaloma Shalo Yitchayev Sukkah Ala Mishu Ke'ezrach Ra'anan Prat, excluding Lehoche Drachem V'Shomrei Perot, out in the fields, people who used to watch the fruit in the field, U'Mitzta'er. The Ramban himself didn't say the word Mitzta'er. You see the Ritva throws in here, U'Mitzta'er Ke'yotzi Behen. A Mitzta'er also, if you have pain, when you're sitting in the Sukkah, for whatever reason, the heat, it's too cold, too many bees, too many mosquitoes, too much wind, whatever it is, you have pain in the sukkah, it's there. That's not like Ezrach Ra'anan. It's not like this comfortable Ezrach. So therefore, there is a p'tur here. The Ritva continues, V'chol mai da'amin and v'chol duchta. What we say all over the place, what's all over the place? All over, especially, all over Masechet Sukkah. This term is thrown around, Teshvu Kein Toduru, Mehocha Nafka Lon. It's learned from here, from Ezrach Ra'anan that the Ramban mentions. The Haikra Galilan, this pasuk reveals to us, the Maidachtiv, Teshvu Ein Yeshiva Kolduhu. It's not just sitting, Ela Yeshiva Kein Dira, just like Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Mugure Aviv. He sat there comfortably. The Levush, moving on in the sources, and the development of the Halacha, the Levush. The Levush is one amongst the first Achronim. He lived around the time between the Shulchan, right after the Shulchan Aruch. The Levush, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Levush actually himself had a similar idea as the Ramah, where after the Shulchan Aruch was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, there were poskim in Eastern Europe who wanted to put together a Shulchan Aruch that would be applicable to the minhagim there in their areas, but instead added on, like the Ramah, added on comments on the Shulchan Aruch, commenting where there are different halachas, different minhagim for Ashkenazim. So Levush, in a similar kind of a halachic work, the Levush, in talking about mitzdair, being potter from sukkah, u'mitzdair de potter, asmechua akra gamkein, dechtiv hacha, it's also based on a kra, on a pasuk, dechtiv, kol ha'ezrach b'yisrael yeshvu b'sukkot, dechtiv, the pasuk that we saw, dechtiv u'mitare ke'ezrach ra'anan. Now what does the Levush say? This is just aside almost. Interesting point. What's the next word in the Levush? Just to make sure you're following with me inside. What's the next word? Vidarshubo. They were Dorish. Ezu Ezrach Shechayav Leshev Basuka. Mishu Shalev Shaket V'Ra'anan B'toch Sukato Sheyuchal Leshev Ba B'Simchat Libo. Sitting pretty comfortably, Ezrach Ra'anan. Aval lo hamitzta'er machmat yeshivato bo. Not somebody who's uncomfortable. Darshubo. Who? When you hear Darshubo, they were Dorish. What do you understand? What do you assume? You're reading the Levush and you saw Darshubo. They were Dorish. Anybody? Somebody. Someone. I'll try to push it along. Well, who would you think was, if you saw Darsh, they were Dorish, this following Josh of Ezrach, connecting the Ezrach in the context of Sukkah with the Ezrach and Tilim, Ezrach Anan sitting, what?
The Gemara?
Where? I'm sorry, in the Gemara. In the Gemara, I would think Darshubo, that's a Lashon of Chazal. Darshu in the Gemara. And it happens to be, though, where we saw the sources so far. Where did we? What's our source for this Ezrach Ra'anan? The Ramban. So that's what in the Shu'ut Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, who was just nifter a few years ago. I don't remember. I lost track. Within the last decade, a tremendous posek of our times, a lot of Shelot v'Tshuvot, very interesting, real gibor in Halacha. The Tzitz Eliezer, many, many volumes of Shelot and Tshuvot. Rav Alamer points out, he says, I looked through, now with modern day, I did a Bar Ilan search, I checked through every place. He said, Lo Matzino, he doesn't say that, but he probably looked through the Svarim themselves. He says, Vehine Lefi Klushat Vaniyat Dati, in my humble opinion, Lo Matzino B'Medrashei Chazal Shelefaneinu Shedarshu Drash Zeh. We don't find this drash. The Levush, a couple of hundred years ago in the 1500s, writes Darshu. He says, we don't find this drash. This drash is not written any place in Drashot Chazal. Aval, where do we find it? Aval Umad Zeh Matzino Remez Litam Zeh. From the Ramban Al HaTorah in Vayikra. Umidat Atzmo. It was the Ramban's own suggestion. As I said, almost like as a drash, like saying around the table, Yitachen, maybe this is Pshat, Ezrach, connected to Ezrach, sitting very comfortably. V'achrei shamevi, Joshot Chazal, after Ramban brought Joshot, Vasigzem, Esayim Kotev, V'yitachen Shiyomar, Kol Ezrach, Kol Asherk, Ezrach Re'anan B'veito, Lo'otzi Mefashay Yamin V'olchei Alderach. In any case, that is the background of Teshvu Ke'in Taduru. We said whether it's because of Elisheva's explanation of Ezrach or Daniela's explanation, because Teshvu Shivat Yamim sitting there full time, Teshvu Ke'in Taduru. And this Chiyuv of Teshvu Ke'in Taduru, sit in a full way, ends up bringing about a Ptur, an exemption from people who are in a situation where they can't sit that way. We saw people going out, Yotzei Mu'aderech, Mefarshei Yam, or Mitztayer as well. But the din of Mitztayer is mentioned on its own in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the bottom source there on that first page, Rava Sharele L'Rab Acha Bar Ada, Rava allowed, Shara Hitir, for Rav Acha Bar Ada, L'Migna, to sleep, Bar Mimetalalata. What is Bar? Outside of a Metalalata, Aramaic for sukkah. Outside of the hut, outside of the sukkah. Mishum sircha di gargishta. What is sirachon? The smell. Because the bad smell of the gargishta in the floor of the sukkah. And the Gemara comments on this after saying that Rava allowed him to leave the sukkah because of the bad smell. Rava l'ta'ame. Rava is going according to his reasoning. D'amar Rava mitzda'er pater min ha-sukkah. Rashi says there, mitzda'er, shahasuka mitzarata. The sukkah is called, you're in pain, or some form of pain. We'll see in a second what level of pain it has to be, but you're in some level of pain in the sukkah. And Tosfot, there on the spot, actually, it's not exact, 100% what I just said, on the spot, it's actually on that page, but a little bit further, on the holchei drachim, people who are traveling, Tosfot brings the whole picture together. Tosfot says, Kol ze nafka, all of this is learned from Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. Shekeshem she'adam beveito. Eino nimna meletzet laderech. This is normal living at home, in your house. If you're in your house, and all of a sudden something comes up and you have to go out of your house, so you go out. So also in your sukkah as well. If something comes up and you have to, something come up that you have to travel, so you go, and that is still within Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. So if somebody's traveling and they don't have a not normal to have a traveling sukkah, so that's acceptable, that's normal living. And that, more importantly for us right now, v'chein mitztayer d'patro le'el min ha-sukkah haynu meiteshvu ke'ein taduru de'ein adam dar b'makom she'mitztayer. It's not normal for people to live in a place where they're uncomfortable. If there's flooding, right now in Colorado, if there's Hurricane Sandy, and you have a terrible that was leaking into the house, and it smells terribly in the house, so people left their house for a while until it's fixed up. It's not normal to live in the house with the terrible smell. So if there's a terrible smell in the sukkah, so it's like you would do in your house, teishu kein taduru, and you leave. And the Meiri, on the top of the page on the left, says the same thing, so we're not going to read it inside, but it's the same point. And now we get to the level of pain, which we mentioned quickly a second ago. How mitzdayer do you have to be? It's uncomfortable. Well, it's uncomfortable. Maybe You know, it's more comfortable. I like being in a place where it's impossible for a fly to come in. It's more comfortable. So that's enough to leave the sukkah. The Rambam, Hilchot Sukkah Perek Vav, Lamed Bet says, V'ezehu mitztayer, ze she'eino yochol lishon basukkah mipnei haruach o mipnei hazvuvim v'haparoshim, bugs are bothering, v'kiyotze ben o mipnei hareach. How do you understand, what can you understand from the Rambam here? So maybe you already give it away by the bold letters. What is the, right? What is the Eino Yachol, which is in bold? What do you hear?
Can't see.
So you can, Eino Yachol, you can. That's like within that spectrum of the level of discomfort, that's saying not just a little bit of discomfort, right? It's you can't, you can't handle it there. Eino Yachol, that's what Rav Soloveitchik points out specifically in the Rishmot Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik, Meharamba Mashma, Sheshiur Hatzar, Eino Shemitzdar Ktzad. Not just a little bit. Hainu She, Eino Noach Lo Besukkah. Not just that, it's a little bit that it's not comfortable for you. Veshe Noach Lo Yoter Babay. It's more, right, in modern Hebrew, Noach, more, it's not just that it's more comfortable for you in the hell. Noach, there's a Rav Hudner was a one of the great Rashi yeshiva of the previous generation. He was lived there in 1980. So most of his life he was in America. Actually, he started off in Europe before the Holocaust and left before the Holocaust. And then most of his life he was a Rashi yeshiva in New York, in the Chaim Berlin. The end of his life, last couple of years, he came to Yerushalayim. He was nifter in 1980. At the end of his life, he was lying in Shari Tzedek Hospital. He was a very sharp man, and he had a sense of humor to the end also. One day, then at that time, at the end of his life, a nurse in Shari Tzedek walked into his room, tremendous respect, and was checking. Harav, noach lecha, comfortable. So Rav Hudner responded, ani kvar nimtza belech lecha, ve'at shoelet oti, im noach li. I'm ready. On the way out, you're asking me if it's comfortable, if I'm in Noach. So, okay. Noach, comfortable. Rav Soloveitchik says, we're not just talking about being a little bit uncomfortable. Ela, shelegamre bilti efshar lo lishon besukkah, v'lekayim mitzvat yeshiva besukkah kadina. It means that you can't. What about staying in the sukkah anyway? You want to be a super mekayem mitzvot, and you want to stay, even though you're mitzdar, even though it stinks in the sukkah, even though it's a million degrees, even though it's freezing, you want to be brave, and I'm going to stay anyway, even though mitzdar, I'm potter, and I'm staying anyway. Do you fulfill a mitzvah in that situation or not? It's an interesting question in general. You have other situations where we know there are situations where you're not chayav in something. Sometimes we find halacha making comments like "Bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo." You see, there's something holy in taking this commitment on yourself, upon yourself, even though you're not really chayav. Or midat chasidut, right? It's not a chiyuv, but midat chasidut. You want to be extra holy. Does that apply here as well? I'm uncomfortable in sukkah mitzvah. I want to be extra holy and stay in the sukkah. So Rav Soloveitchik writes, "Venira meharambam that we just mentioned, shahamit amitz. If you try, v'yoshev ba'ofen kazeh besukah, eino yotze yidei hamitzvah klal, ki ho'il v'chaser legamrei." The words again, t'nai teishvu ke'ein taduru. There's no teishvu ke'ein taduru here. Now, when you're mitzda'er, when you it's again and mitzda'er mo'od. Eina chashuva yeshivat sukkah. This is not it. This is not sukkah. You're not sitting halachically speaking, right? You are not in a sukkah. Now you're in a hut. You're in a hut. You're not sitting in the mitzvah of sukkah. Sitting in the mitzvah of sukkah is that you're sitting comfortably. It's important to remember maybe now in the days of preparation for sukkah, because anything that we could do to make the sukkah more comfortable is adding to this idea of Ezra Achronan just now walking down. Stairs. I saw Ralph Elberman I mentioned, he asked me what topic you're talking about. So I mentioned the topic, Mitzvah Adam in the Sukkah. He says, oh, the chiyuv of putting air conditioning in your Sukkah. Right? And it sounds really wild coming, especially coming from Chutz La'aretz, where, I don't know, my memories in Chutz La'aretz is more often when I was uncomfortable on sitting in the Sukkah was because it was freezing. I remember sitting sometimes like with a coat on, and like you can't wait, like this, the highlight of the meal is the soup, because like for a couple of seconds you can warm up. And now, like, we're going out to this, out in a different place, different Eden. We had it for the first time last year. Ended up being mitgalgel. I ended up almost, whatever, for something else during the year. I ended up getting a movable air conditioner, which couldn't work where it was meant for. And we couldn't use it where it was meant for. I said to my wife, oh, at least now we have an air conditioner for the sukkah. And we used it last sukkah, so we had a movable air conditioner. Moved it into the sukkah. And it was great, and that's the Ezrach Ra'anan, okay? But if you don't have that, if you're really in pain, then, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a mitzvah at all. V'chein Muchach, Rav Soloveitchik finishes off, Mimasha katvu aposkim sha'amitztayr, ha'yoshev b'sukkah nikra hedyel. If somebody is mitztayr, they're in pain, and they stay anyway, halachically they receive the... disgraceful, but not a proud title of a hedyot, a simpleton, hedyot. You don't know halacha. Nikra hedyot. Kolomar ein zi yeshiva klal. Where is that said? Shulchan Aruch. The next source. Mishahu. Mishahu yoshen b'sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim. Simen Tafresh Lametes. Mishu yoshen b'sukkah v'yarduk shamim. You're sleeping and it starts raining. Ain't tzarich l'sha'er b'chdei shitkalkel atafshil. You don't have to start making all kinds of calculations that are mentioned in another context of, is it raining hard enough that the food that I'm eating will get ruined and then I can leave the sukkah? D'bik shamim mu'atin havi tzar lishon sham. Even a little bit of rain is tzar v'yuchal letzet. V'kol ha'potter, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol ha'poter min ha'sukkah, ve'eino yotzei misham, eino mekabel olav schar. You're not getting any schar for it. Ve'eino ela hedyotot. They're a hedyot. They're a simpleton. They don't realize this is not the mitzvah of sukkah, and that's what the Mishnah Brura brings down and takes it even one step further. Kigon mitzdar, the biur halacha, b'mitzdar, is even a problem staying in the sukkah if you're mitzdar. Because you don't have a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah anymore. And it's chilul yomtov. Ba'afilu b'chol ha'moed, chayev l'chavdo. Whether it's yomtov or chol ha'moed, you have to be mechabed et ha'moed. Be mechabed and in doing things that you'll be comfortable and enjoying, and they're not fulfilling a mitzvah at all, so it's a problem. So this is the status of Hedyot. Let's move to the bottom there, the Kovetz Shiurim. Anybody familiar who wrote the Perush on Gemara, Kovetz Shiurim? The Kovetz Shiurim was written by, you know, I would say also, I'll add on, I would recommend reading, it's fascinating to read the introduction to the Kovetz Shiurim. The Kovetz Shiurim was written by Rav Elchanan Wasserman, who was killed in the Shoah. And it describes in the introduction to the Kovetz Shiurim the last moments in Rav Elchanan Wasserman's life where he addressed the people that were together with him that were about to be gunned down by the Nazis. And he gave a final drush, a very, very dramatic and very rare. Somehow somebody survived and passed it on, that this is what Rav Elchanan spoke about. And he, so I guess almost especially coming right after Yom Kippur, where we deal so much with Kavana and trying to focus our attention. Kavana, Rav Elchanan Wasserman says, addressed his fellow Jews and said, for some reason in Shemayim, there was a psak that we have to be taken. And if Hashem is taking us, He's taking us as a korban. He's taking us as a korban for whatever calculations, whatever cheshbonot he has, were a korban for the rest of Bnei Yisrael. And just like when someone brings a korban, they have to have the right kavanot, so too right now, let us make sure that the korban is not nifsal with kavanot psuot. Let's have our kavanot, the right kavanot that we're giving ourselves over to Dayak, Kiddush Hashem, and through that, hopefully bring about greater rachamei shamayim for the rest of the Jews. In any case, there, and he was an amazing genius of Chanan Wasserman. He had a son that ended up in America. Rav Simcha Wasserman was in Los Angeles for many years, after a few years ago. Rav Elchanan writes, takes this as an opportunity to speak about the concept we mentioned before of being patur in a mitzvah and doing it anyway. I guess when we're talking about sukkah right now, to everyone in this room, you have that situation. You're mekayim, you sit in the sukkah, you're mekayim the mitzvah, even without a chiyuv, because of a mitzvah, it's about to say shazman grama. And Rav Chanan writes, but after Kaimelon, even though it's established, kol hapatur meidavar va'osehu nikra hedyot, if somebody is patur in something, and they do it anyway, they're called hedyot. When do you say that? Because we have other situations where it's called fulfilling the mitzvah. Says Rav Chanan, Heicha shegam la'achar matan Torah, ein mitzvah. When do you say that? That's when, after matan Torah, in other words, you'll see why he uses that lashon specifically in a second. But what he's saying is, that's when, according to Torah rules, there's no mitzvah here. Kigon, hayoshev basuka b'shat hakshamim yordim. Then there's no mitzvah, and someone who sits there anyway, and he's mitzvah, is called a hedyot. Aval im ha-ma'aseh hi ma'aseh mitzvah, it is an action of a mitzvah. Ela sha'adam hazeh lo nitztaveh, ein ze nikra hedyot. If the action itself is a pu'ulat mitzvah, it's an action of mitzvah, but this specific person doesn't have a chiyuv, they're not called a hedyot. Ela mikabel schar ke'eino mitzuveh v'yoseh. Kimo nashim mitzvata seisha zman grama, shemivarchot aleim, shekisham mitzvotav. Even though you're not commanded, you fulfill the mitzvah. Ve'ein mazem mishum rachal levatal adat rabinotam. Ve'chein, another example is the avot kodem matan Torah. When Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov fulfilled mitzvah through nevuah, they knew about there are going to be certain mitzvot, and they don't have a commandment. There wasn't, the Torah didn't command them, but they still are doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, so it's called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah even though they're not commanded. Umehai, the Rashi Tevot there is umehai tama, for this reason, lo tikshi mitzta'er hayoshev. Don't ask a mitzta'er hayoshev v'sukah, or I'll ask you as a question. Okay, he says it's not a question, so you know the answer, but to throw it out as a question. If somebody is mitzdayer from a sukkah, okay, it's a million degrees and they're going crazy, they just can't handle it. Mitzdayer patur min sukkah. And they stay anyway in the sukkah. Is there a problem of baltosif? You know, you're not allowed to add on extra mitzvahs. Is there a problem of baltosif? So Rav Elchanan says, no, there's no problem about Tosef. Why? Lo tikshi mitzdayer hayoshev basuka, lama eino over bebal Tosef, kmo hayoshen bashmini basuka. Elo dekevan de mitzvat suka teishvu kein taduru, b'yishivat mitzdayer eino kein taduru, ein ze maaseh mitzvah klal. V'lo shayach bal tosif, ela heicha she'oseh ma'aseh mitzvah, ki ilchata rak she'eino oseh mitzvah. If I would go ahead and I would, if I put on tzitzis, on a beged that has five corners on it, okay? And put on extra tzitzis. So that, I'm doing an action, and I say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. So then I have something which is a mitzvah, and I'm extending the mitzvah, then I'm over in bal tosif. If I make a sukkah, and I say I'm sitting, as he said, the example that he gave, on a night which is not Sukkot anymore. I say, I'm sitting in the Sukkah now, the shame, mitzvah, Sukkah. Okay, so then it's Baltosif. But here, you hear, this is the reason I'm mentioning this is because it emphasizes the point how mitzta'er is not even, it's not even fulfilling the mitzvah at all. It's not in the zone of mitzvah sukkah. It says if somebody is mitzta'er and they stay in the sukkah, they're not over, there's not a problem of Baal Tosef. There's no iser of Baal Tosef because they're not doing anything. They're not fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah. Because as soon as you have mitzta'er, it completely negates the mitzvah of sukkah. There's no sukkah here anymore. In halachic terms, there's no sukkah here. So you see how far this idea of mitzta'er, patur min ha-sukkah, goes. Where were we at time-wise? What time is it?
It's 12:50.
Okay, so we have to move it now to fast forward. To meet the deadlines. What happens if somebody... Anyone questions until now? We've been using the term tsar now in a very specific way. The tsar is from where? Tsar is from the trouble, from the pain, from where? From the sukkah. The discomfort is connected. Till now we've been speaking about tsar, discomfort that's coming from the sukkah. What about somebody who, maybe you could take the concept even further. Somebody who's mitzar, not connected to the sukkah. Just their mitzvah. Does this din of mitzvah, patur min ha-sukkah, apply to them as well? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei tells us, Amar Rav Ada bar Zavda, Amar Rav. That's his name. Rav Ava, the son of Zavda, said in the name of Rav, Avel Chayav B'Sukkah. Somebody in Avilut, lo aleinu, is Chayav in Sukkah. The Gemara jumps on and says, of course he's Chayav in Sukkah. What are you telling me? An Avel is Chayav Pshita. It's obvious. Of course they're Chayav in Sukkah. Why would I think not? Mahu detema. I may think, Shaho ilva amar Rav. Mitzdair patur min ha-sukkah. We saw before, Rav is the one that told us, Mitzdair patur min ha-sukkah. Hi, Nami Mitzdairu. I may think that the Avel is in a state of tsar, and he's patur from sukkah also. Kamash Malon, he teaches me, there's din in the name of Rav, Hani Mili, these words are said, Tsara de Mela, Aval Hocha, Ihu de Ka Mitzair Nafshe. That's when you have tsar coming from the sukkah. But here, hacha, here, iyu deka mitzar nafshe. He himself is in pain, or almost causing himself pain. We'll explain that in a second. Iboile li tuve daite. Anyone suggest, what is, can suggest, explanation? What does that mean? Iboile, he should, li tuve daite. You see there, Rashi explains, Tzara de Mamela, the tzara that he has is from Sukkah Mitzaarato, kagon, chamat, hot or cold, or the smell. Rashi says, Mibayle lituve daite, chova alav liyashev daato lemitzvah. He has to be miyashev daato. An Ovel has to calm himself down and bring himself to that point of, I can say, like we've been said earlier, Ezrach Ra'anan, where he's okay, where he's momentarily, or whatever, however you explain it, or like the Ritva brings in the name of, the next source, in the name of the Ra'ah, we don't give him an exemption. We say, go to the Sukkah, and even further, the Sukkah will calm you down. The Sukkah brings a certain Yishuv Adad. And they already move into the, moving from halacha, the world of halacha, to the world of machshava. When they're understanding Hashem's protection around us, the sukkah is about protection, or it's, we're focusing in, we're in Zman Simchatenu right now, in Sukkot, with Zman Simchatenu, and it ends up bringing simcha. We're fully immersed. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon said, there are two mitzvot that we fulfill. Pasuk in Tehillim, he uses the Pasuk in Tehillim as a springboard. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Vav, Vayehi B'Shalem Sukkot, Uma'onato b'tzion. Sukkah is mentioned, and Tzion is mentioned. This is a real Eretz Yisrael. You should have Eretz Yisrael idea. Two mitzvot that we fulfill with our whole body. Oh, okay? Two mitzvot that we fulfill with our whole body. Sukkah and Eretz Yisrael. So we're completely immersed in the sukkah, so maybe this is also part of the connected a factor in the Avel can get Yishuv Adat from the sukkah. However, when the Mishnah Berurah brings, not however, an additional point, when the Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha and tells us Avel halachically, Avel is chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah says this is an halacha, but he brings down an interesting opinion, the opinion of the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Baal HaTanya writes, you see there at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, Katav Sefer Tanya, Im Hamet Haya Chaviv Kolkach, She'ein Yachol La'asiro Me'libo Patur. Even though Avel is Chayav and Sukkah, the Baal HaTanya says a Chiddush, a big Chiddush, and he's really Dat Yachid in it, on his own in this. If, he says it's subjective, if the person that the Avel lost was so close to them, that they're just miserable, they can't get out. The Gemara said, go into the sukkah mit yashiv b'da'ato. A person should calm himself down, go into the sukkah, and then he's chayav. But if he can't, the Baal HaTanya says he's patur. But and then he brings down the Sefer Yeshuat Yaakov that argues with the Baal HaTanya. Point five, we'll say outside because of time constraint, talking about whether it's objective tsar or subjective. We say usually the tsar, we saw before the Rambam and Rav Soloveitchik's explanation that it has to be a high level of tsar, mitzta'er ma'od. But what about, it's really, I am mitzta'er ma'od, I'm really uncomfortable, but I look around the sukkah, everybody else is fine. I'm the only one that's bothered by mosquitoes. Everyone there seems to be fine with mosquitoes. Is that called mitzta'er or not? Because maybe Rove tells me most people are okay with it, so you have to stay there anyway. So in general, the rule here is that we go according to derech b'nei adam litzta'er bo. What's normal for people to be mitzta'er from. And here, what's added on is even if you're in a minority, if the phenomenon is found, there are people that are sensitive to this. If you're a total loner, that's not called mitzta'er. But if everyone else is okay with the level of heat in the sukkah, but I can't stand it. And it's at that point that there are other people out there that are heat sensitive and they can't handle this level of heat, so that is called also mitzta'er and you are potter min hasukkah. In wrapping up a sugya, we have on the last page the Tzitz Eliezer that we mentioned before, but he sets up, until now, in this whole shiur, we've been talking about the p'tur from for mitzta'er from sukkah is because of what? At this point, everybody can answer. You're potter when you are mitzta'er. You're potter from sukkah, and even we said once therefore, there's no, if you're really in pain, there's no mitzvah of sukkah. And we even saw the Mishnah Berurah that these can even be a problem. If you're really in pain, it could be a problem in being not giving enough kavod to the yantav. The source halachically for mitzta'er, potter min hasukkah, is from teishvu kein, right? Teishvu kein taduru. And the Teshvu Kein Taduru we saw either because of the right Elishevu or Daniel, because of the Ezrach, or because of the 7 days full living. But in any case, that's the background. Mitzta'er Potter Min HaSukkah, we saw in the Tosfot and we saw in the Meiri, Mitzta'er Potter Min HaSukkah, because it's not Teshvu Kein Taduru in your house. When you're in pain, you end up leaving your house. That's what we saw completely until now, and that is what the Tzitz Eliezer brings. The first paragraph, that's the Mordechai, that brings the Rabbi Eliezer of Minson, that is what's paskin in the Ramah. That mitzta'er is potter min hasukkah, right? Because of the reason that we said. And the Ramah says that is when, just want to add one more twist, the Ramah that Tzitz Eliezer is referring to at the top of the page says that is when the tsar, to pull together some other things that we said, that's when the pain is coming from the sukkah itself. It's there from the sukkah because the smell in the sukkah, because things in the sukkah, but if I leave the sukkah and go into my house, then I'll be comfortable. But the maharik, an independent independent path here. The Ma'arik takes that right, Kotev, to argues with Rabbi Eliezer Mitz, and you see in the second line there, Aval Ma'arik, the mitzta'er patur min ha-sukah, afilu k'shahatzar lo ba machmat ha-sukah. Even if you're bitzar because you have a migraine, mitzar, not connected to the sukkah. Ma'arik says, mitzta'er, you are mitzar, you're patur from sukkah. What do you mean? Where is that from? I thought we were talking about Teshuva came to Duru, and then So the Tzitzel Eliezer explains, Afshar Lomar, that's the last paragraph. The Yisod Pluktatam, the root of the argument, is Be'etzem Svaratatam Shal Patur Mitzdair. What is behind the Patur Mitzdair? On one hand, we have Yisod, the Rambam, the Rosh, say like Tosafot that we saw, the Yisod Patur Humishum Hadrash Deba'inon Teshvu Kein Taduru. Ve'ein adam dar b'makom shemitzta'er. Skip two lines in bold. Aval ha-ma'arik, the other independent track, svirilei he holds, sheptur mitzta'er, who lo mishum teshvu kein taduru. Big kiddush to wake you up now at the end of the shir. New idea, not because teshvu kein taduru. Ela, mitam acher legamrei, a different reason. V'hu, the mekevan digabe sukkah, k'tiv b'torah. Pasuk we started out with, but the second pasuk that we were not emphasizing. Basukot teshvu, right? We said basukot teshvu shivat yamin leman yedu doroteichem ki basukot oshafti et bnei Yisrael leman yedu doroteichem. Says the Tzitzel Eliezer that maybe the Ma'arik says that because mekevan degavei sukkah aktiv b'torah leman yedu doroteichem ki basukot oshafti et bnei Yisrael imkein. Gam b'sukkah yesh no din shel isur hesech hadat. You can't be thinking about other things. You have to realize leman yedu dorotechem. When you sit in the sukkah, you have to remember, why am I sitting in the sukkah? Because b'sukkah toshavti et bnei Yisrael. U'b'shad yeshivato b'sukkah tzarich shelo yasiach da'ato meha leman yedu azeh. V'lachen kol mitzta'er she'enu yochol lo'otu v'da'ate patshin alei b'sukkah. If you're mitzvah, you're all bothered. Your mosquitoes, like swapping mosquitoes all over the place, or too hot. I can't think anymore. I go, why am I here? Oh yeah, leman yedu. You don't have it in mind. Mitzvah, patur min ha-sukkah. According to that, an avel. What would you say is the din? A migraine. This is a migraine. Lefida Ma'arik, if the reason is because Hesed HaGadar, you have to connect it to Leman Yedu Dorotechem, if you have a migraine. Pater min ha-sukkah or still Chayiv? Pater, that's what you see in the Afkamina. Over here, even according to everyone else, if it's Teshvu Kein Taduru, so Ptur Mitzdar is only when it's coming from the sukkah. But if it's just Mitzdar in general, even if you are in a state of Tzar, not connected to the sukkah, you are patur as well. As we said, this is a independent track. Most poskim, again, everyone here goes with the path of everyone that mentioned the Tosfot, the Meiri, that the Mitzvah is connected to Teshvu Kein Taduru. You see how this is taken, and this concept is taken in the world of Chassidut. You have two sources at the bottom, really. Full appreciation of the world of Chassidut, which the world of Chassidut in general goes wild on Sukkot, because when you have built into one of your points of emphasis in your philosophy, built in within Avodat Hashem, is emphasizing Simcha, so when you hit Sukkot, Zman Simchatenu, so this is, there's a lot of Chassidim go wild on the Simcha point, and here to give an example, in the Tiferet Shlomo brings the idea, the Radam skirt, we said, mitzdayer poter min ha-sukkah. Through the sukkah, we can end up being poter, get rid of all of our tzar. Mitzdayer poter min ha-sukkah, okay? Sukkah is poter, takes us, when we're really connected to the mitzvah of sukkah, we said, when you really feel, when you're sitting in a sukkah, this is Hashem is protecting us. Sukkah is all about protection. It's every night, right? In Meir of the Frosalin, Sukkot Shlomecha. That's in the bracha of Shmirah, Shomer Amo Yisraelad. It's us on a spiritual level as well, protecting us now after Yom Kippur. We reach certain spiritual highs And a high on its own doesn't last. A high, in other words, a new level, something that we gain, whenever we're doing it. If we break through in physical activity and we run a longer run than we ever ran before, if we don't keep it up in shmirah, then we don't stay in shape. And spiritually as well, we need shmirah to make sure that we stay in shape. And the sukkah provides as well some protection that the special moments of Yom Kippur don't just fly away, but we capture them in the special atmosphere of Sukkot and the Zman Simchateinu. And then as other Rav Simcha Banami Fishuska says there at the bottom, Mitzdair, Patim and Asuka uses that as a litmus test. It says, if a person is connected, we said classically, Hasidish explanation, if we're connected to Avodat Hashem, like the Rambam even, right? The Rambam here, or the rationalist, in Hilchot Sukkah, talks about Simcha, the Avodah of Simcha being a very important Avodah. Because why? Because when we're happy doing it, we're showing that we are really there. We're connected. We're not just checking off, as we said, not just sitting in the sukkah and putting a check to it for 2 minutes. Okay, we sat in the sukkah, we put a check in. But when in our Avodat Hashem, when the Simcha is a sign, it's a reflection of the fact that we are really connected. If somebody is in pain when they're doing sukkah or anything else, and again, on the spiritual level, when they're in pain with a pain in the neck, so they're not connected. So the sukkah says, the sukkah banim, mitzdair, potim in a sukkah. If they're in tzar, spiritually, they're not really connected, so they don't get it. Potim in a sukkah. Saying they don't get the mitzvah, so they don't get it. They're not connected to the idea of sukkah. But on the flip side, on the positive side, halavai, bezat Hashem, should continue the process of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur through the shmirah of the sukkah. The sukkah, just like Eretz Yisrael, full immersion. I have the opportunity now, many of us the first time, I imagine, many of us the first time being in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, being able to tap into that special Simcha that's felt in the air of Eretz Yisrael during Sukkot, and Be'ezrat Hashem then take that with us to go and enhance our Avodat Hashem in general should be a all of our Avodat Hashem should be a Zman Simchateinu. Everybody should have a great Yom Tov.
Thank you.